absolute of ours to praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Hallelujah. Oh, amen.
Amen.
We are still in our month of appreciation.
That's why I said that was me.
This morning, I want to focus on that theme. So this morning, I'm speaking to you. Still joining it with the faith series, but I'm focusing on appreciation. An attitude of faith.
Amen.
Appreciation as an attitude of faith. If you have faith, there are certain attitudes you have. We said if you have faith, you will be obedient. Because you believe God will do it, so you obey His instructions. We also said if you have faith, you will have patience. Because you have faith, you will patiently wait for your miracle. We have also said that if you have faith, you will have a prayer lifestyle. Because whoever you believe, you go to the person with a request. If you don't believe your mother can give you something, you will not ask the person. If you don't believe your father can do something for you, you will not go to ask something from the person. You will only go to those you know can do it for your help. So the way you come to God in prayer is a revelation of your faith in Him. He that cometh unto Him must believe that He is. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
So this morning I want you to understand that appreciation is also a revelation of our faith in God. Appreciation has to do with gratitude. It has to do with thanksgiving. Appreciating Him for what He has done. Thanking Him for what He's even about to do. Thanking Him for the things that you had to pray for and the things you never had to pray for. Thanking Him for the things you can count and the things you have even lost count of. There are things you are enjoying in life that you have not taken notice of. It is the absence of those things and the effect or the implication on you that reminds you that, oh, so for that 25 years you are actually enjoying good health. Until you fall sick, you will never be careful to thank God until you find yourself in the hospital. Then you realize that all those years you were taking good health for granted. So there are many things you are enjoying. A lot of you have never stopped to say thank you for oxygen. The things you cannot buy that God is providing, you have never thanked Him for. Amazingly. But if God should give you a car, I'm sure you will remember to thank Him. But a car without oxygen, you will fall flat. The day God takes breath from you, if you will never appreciate breath until you have seen someone on oxygen gas. Have you ever seen a sick patient with oxygen gas before? You have to pay. You pay daily. And they carry it along everywhere you go. They have to carry it and follow you. Cylinder.
they'll carry the cylinder and they'll be following you. And even that one, you can't breathe well. It is not as easy as you are breathing, effortless.
And not from the city, say, I am home and I pay.
It's not like that for them.
And
yet they are paying. Amen.
Amen.
I pray that may you appreciate God for the things he has given you for free.
Amen.
You didn't hear me. I pray that you will begin to appreciate God for life. You will begin to appreciate God for the things you did not need to request. Because the five things you have written that God should do for you are things you have requested. But the very essential things that has kept you to today, they are things you never had the need to even request. God give them to you for free. Clap your two hands to that God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Your appreciation is a way that we demonstrate that we believe in someone. Either we believe in what the person has done or we believe in what the person has promised to do for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Most of the time, if you believe that someone can deliver, and the person tells you, oh, I will send you this. Oh, thank you.
Oh, may send you where we
now, that's appreciation ahead of time. Appreciate because you know this person will deliver. But there is a saying that if Kwatrikwa says that he is going to... I'm not sure you will thank Kwatrikwa. You know Kwatrikwa. Empty. If Mr. Naked says that he will sew a dress for you or he will clothe you, you have to listen to his name.
I don't see anything.
Say Kwatrikwa Kase. You know, so when people you don't believe can deliver promises you on something, you hardly even say thank you because you know that.
But
this guy 5 years ago, that's the same thing he said. Oh, don't take him serious. Remember, that's what you tell yourself. But the one you know can deliver. But the time they say, oh, I'm thinking of doing, oh, thank you. So appreciation is a revelation of your faith.
Yeah.
It reveals whether you believe or you don't believe. Do you understand the explanation? Clap your two hands for
them.
Romans chapter 4.
Romans
chapter 4 verse 20.
Romans 4 verse 20.
And we can start reading from 18.
If you do watching.
Romans 4 verse 18 to
Romans
20.
Romans 4 verse 19.
Look at what the Bible said concerning Abraham.
Yeah, sure, they trust him kind for Abraham.
I want all of us to read together. Amen.
Yeah, yeah, kind of.
So let us read. One, go. Who contrary to hope, in hope believed. So that, you see, that side, a lot of people don't understand. What it means is that who did not have a reason to even hope? Because this man is too old. He's like nothing is working in his body. Still, he believed that God said he would give him a child. That means against hope, against the things, the factors that must make you have hope, he still believed. That's the meaning of that line. So go on. So, one go. So that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken. So shall your descendants be. May whatever God has spoken about you come true for you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
If your amen is loud, you'll be the one.
Amen.
Then 19, everyone read one goal. And not being weak in his faith, he did not consider his own body already dead. That's why he said, no, against hope, he still hoped. Because the body was dead. He did not consider his own body already dead. Since, join me, one go. Since he was about 100 years old and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Say double dead.
Double dead.
What life can come out of double dead? They're dead. Like the thing is dead. Say mercy. And that is a sign of hopelessness that Ali, nothing good can come out from this business. Yes, nothing good can come out of this school without the thing is double dead.
Okay.
Any double death situation in your life will bounce back in Jesus' name. Oh, I just released a prophecy. Anything that looks hopeless will bounce back in Jesus' name. Then verse 20. Let's finish it. One go. From the back. One go. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in his faith, giving glory to God. Was strengthened in his faith. How? By giving glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for the reading. So giving glory to God here is an expression of appreciation. Abraham, while waiting, still appreciated God.
Abraham, my brother, all chain or something to add that.
For 25 years, God has promised him a son, and the son had not yet arrived yet. For 25 years, he was appreciating God. He was thanking God for 25 years. Thanking God for what God had promised. Can you be able to thank God for 25 years concerning one prayer point you have been praying? But Abraham did not shake. Abraham did not doubt. But he became strong, giving glory to God. So appreciating God for what he has done or what he will do. And this is an attitude of faith. Once you believe it was God who did it, you will thank him. The reason why you fail to thank him is because in your subconscious, you are not really conscious that God did it for you. That is why you go about happy about the thing, but you've never been careful to say thank you, Father.
So
if you believe it was God who did it, you will thank him. You will quickly appreciate him for it. Once you believe he will do it as he has promised, you also thank him. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Examples. You remember the story of the 10 lepers? In Luke 17, go there quickly. In Luke 17, verse 15. The Bible told us the story from verse 11, how Jesus met some 10 lepers who could not come into the people or join the people because they were lepers. And then they cried and asked for mercy from God, that Jesus should heal them. And the Bible said that Jesus showed them the formula for their healing, which was not laying on of hands. Jesus just gave them a direction, like, go and see the priest. Go. Which in the Old Testament was a way to confirm the cleansing of a leper. The Jews believe that if you are a leper, you are an abomination to the rest of them. So you are isolated. Today, we still isolate them. That's why we have a leprosarium. We have been there before to go and visit lepers before. So even today, because they say it's contagious or something, they are still isolated. In those days, God did not give them the health issue, but God gave it as a spiritual something. So they were still isolated. So they isolated them from the people. So they could not go to the temple. So if you are healed, it was the priest. They were the leaders in those days. You have to report to them like today, the way you report to a doctor for checkup. So the priest will have to now check you head to toe and be sure to ascertain that you are healed and you are cleansed before they now take you through some ritual and then present you. You can now join the congregation. Is somebody following what I'm saying? Now, Jesus had not prayed for them.
Yes,
so it's not like they are healed. And Jesus says, go and present yourself to the inspection officer.
And after Jesus said,
at least pray for me. At least let me be healed. Then you now ask me to go for inspection. And yes, I
know.
That's why after you are healed, the doctor still asks you to come for review. So that they will better inspect and be sure. So at least pray for me. So that I will see the miracle. Then you now ask me to go and embarrass myself. To go to the priest and show myself when I am so white as snow. It didn't make sense.
And
tell someone seated by you, the matters of faith doesn't normally make sense. When God is instructing you about certain things, sometimes it doesn't make sense.
So you go share where we be one pain pain and trust him.
It's like I don't have, and you say I should give. It doesn't make sense.
Me and trust him.
I am not healed. You say I should go for inspection. How?
Me one time was me going and share.
Are you following what I'm saying?
What did you say for Penny Carnage?
Hello, who is with me? Who is with me? Who is with me?
Oh, I'm saying
I want to make sure everybody understands.
Now, I see.
So when they were going, they just obeyed, and that was faith, isn't
when
it?
When he asked you, and after one call.
So they were going.
After one call.
Once he said we should go, let's just go.
I see
Bible said that as they took that step of faith.
Bible said never wanted to Gideon on two.
Which was against sense.
And
they were going to meet the priest.
Now on the course of opening hall.
Somewhere, somehow.
Just
before they got to the priest.
The
miracle happened. All of a sudden they were cleansed.
Oh,
come on. I told you. All of a sudden they were healed. So there are times that you come to church.
Sorry.
And we say you are blessed.
Yeah, because the way
you are healed.
What you want to?
You are delivered.
Why you are here?
You have been blessed by the Lord. The testimony is waiting for you.
And that's the channel.
And you may leave this place still feeling the same.
Hey,
but if only you believe. As you're on your way going. As you sleep and wake up. Before you come back to the priest. You would have come with a miracle.
What is that?
I said you would have come with a miracle.
What is that?
This morning.
And I'll pay.
Before you leave here. May a strange miracle fall upon you. And as you leave this place. Get to your house.
Now maybe you fear.
May a strange miracle be drawn to your account. And before you return here on Wednesday, may you come with a new testimony. If your amen is loud, you'll be the one. If your amen is loud, you'll be the one. Clap your two hands together. Are you getting what I'm saying? So they were healed not by prayer.
One torn is as your bomb.
Oh, baffin.
And as your jarry one.
They were healed just by obeying.
One in your one, I recite, but I want to see.
Go.
Say one in court.
That was it.
And one.
But you see, something strange happened.
Now, to be this strong, could see.
After they were healed.
Everyone who told one way.
Can you imagine going and all of a sudden, bam! All the white substance disappear from your skin.
And
all of a sudden, all the things that is seem to be eating your limbs and your fingers and disappears. And the way you were feeling sick disappears. Can you imagine the joy? So they were so joyful. Oh, echo. Oh, it's gone. I'm well. Hey, I'm well. Then, as they were excited, they forgot to go back. Pabam, they all went. Some went to their houses to go and show themselves to their wives.
I don't want
to and be sure their wives have not remarried. Some ran to go and meet their children. Some ran to go and check on their farms and their business. They showed themselves to everybody. But the source of the miracle. So as they were excited, one of them. Remember that it was a certain man that he asked us to go. Let me first go.
I mean, the kind
so he was the only one who returned.
And you're not paying the signage.
And then in verse 15, and
I want to check a dunumono.
Look at what happened, everybody.
Did you dunumono?
And one of them,
now
one
back
when he saw that he was healed,
everyone was done and one
he returned. And with a loud voice, he glorified God. And when God does something for you, learn to glorify Him. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
When God does something for you, learn to return to the church and come and glorify God. Because most of the times, we will be happy in our homes, enjoying with our family, and we'll never remember to come and glorify God before the congregation. Last week, I asked one gentleman, why didn't you testify about your new job?
And now, church, I'm beside me. I said, I didn't know what you were when you're when you want to answer.
Really?
Prefer it.
Where did you pray for the miracle?
I have an album, Empire Mass. I said,
this place.
I
travail.
Travail.
Cry upon cry. When it was not happening, you were calling me. When it has happened fresh,
you
were excited. You could not. You were sitting here when they called for testimony.
So
did not say, I came here with a cry and a plea.
But
it is not easy to get a job as a fresh graduate. It's not easy. Finish your national service and you get a job in a reputable company.
National service.
Not struggle.
Enough for more money.
You could have sat up for 5 years. And you could not master carry to stand here.
And I went to
me. I prayed about this and God has done it. But you see. So people will sit down and think God has done nothing. Testimony time. And nobody came. But some of you here, God has helped you to do something. There's a birthday, there's a graduation, there's something that God has done for you. True or not true? But I'm shy.
And to be fair,
when you are in crisis, you will not be shy. Now, this particular leper was not like us. That makes people think God has done nothing for the people in the church. Everybody has something. If we come to you secretly, that what you say. Everybody has something like that. They went back. The Bible says that he glorified God.
Why would say,
now, this is someone who believed that what has happened to me,
or did he say they are too, no?
It's not by chance. He remembered that, hey, somebody told me to go and see the priest. And he returned. And that shows that he had faith in God.
That's
his uncle. Not a medical doctor. Not a priest.
And also for penny being so.
Because maybe the rest of them didn't come because they thought the priest was the one who did it.
Maybe I want to like an amateur's on Jesus for penny.
The idea of Jesus to pray for me, so I should go and see the priest. So maybe when I was going to see the priest or when I saw the priest. So they ascribed it to another person.
Woman,
they
share with from.
But he revealed his faith in Jesus or by going back. Everybody, wave your hands and say, I'm following you. Wave your hands and say, I'm following you. Verse 16. And he fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And he said, I will not have to explain that. Let me go. And he said to him, arise!
Sorry?
Go your way. Your faith has made you well. That is where my interest lies. That Jesus connected appreciation to faith.
Say yes,
so beautiful. That's why I realized that faith and appreciation, they work hand in hand.
And when I'm said,
Thanksgiving is a way you show who you believe in.
Say
Jesus said, by coming to thank me,
yes,
I know you have faith. By coming to thank me, I know you believe that is the God in this house that did it. By coming to thank him, you believe that it is God that did it. Simple.
What a priest.
Not your uncle. Not because you are brilliant. Or not because you look beautiful. But you believe that some way, somehow, this was done by God. Clap your two hands. If you pass an examination and you think that because you learned well, and because you did Baba Die, it's from your hard work. Why would you do that at all? You rather go about preaching diligence. See as a man who is diligent in his business. You know how many hours I've been studying. You know the past questions I've been solving. You know the group meetings I've been attending. All those things are important. They were good. But you will never say God help you. Because there was one president in America who was elected some years ago.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He broke an international record. By color, by race. Black president.
Black president
in America.
America.
What has never happened before?
See that
for a descent of a slave.
You
America. But then when he started giving his thanksgiving
speech,
he started by thanking his wife.
She said that he has
thanking the political allies.
Party for
thanking the people. I sat in front, I was watching, I was just because we were all interested because of color. But I was amazed that he listed the thanksgiving.
And
he even thanked his dog.
I want
to thank my dog. He mentioned the name of the dog. So, you know, it looks like the dog too has sacrificed the time they would have shared together for him to be traveling on campaign. So, thanks to my dog.
Wow!
The only person he didn't thank was
God.
Then you will know where the heart of such people know that they don't believe. That's why in his time he legalized his abortion. Do it. Homosexuality. Those were the things he brought and empowered our own black man. Now we all fought for. Are you following? Because he didn't believe in God.
That's not a point.
And we didn't carefully look at that. We were just
young.
That's why this time around, all of us prayed for Trump. All pastors were praying for Trump. You know the pastors in the world that were praying for Trump. We don't care about his excesses and those things. What we care about is that he only represents the faith. He represents
Christ.
He is against all this homosexuality and this kind of abortion. He stands for the gospel. Children of God, we were after Trump. If we are not after Trump, you have to look for who is your father. Clap your two hands.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you see that Trump will easily say, thank you, God. Trump, I believe in Jesus will help us.
Yes,
with ease. And the other woman will never. Because who you thank reveals
you.
To believe in yourself.
What you want?
Oh yes, we can.
Yeah, and you
ourselves. We need is we.
Me.
America doesn't need God. Take the Bible out. We need is we.
Yeah.
That is atheism. Don't believe in God. All we believe is that we
decide
what happens to you. There's no God anywhere. Amen.
Amen.
Now, a lot of us are also that they say we forget that God is the one who did it.
Just
because I was beautiful, you know, many people propose to be lawyer, doctor, businessman, tycoons, and also I just have to carefully sit through and then think about my visions and my aspirations, and then look at those who are in my pool of eligibles. And when I check my pool of eligibles, I decided that I will go with a lawyer because I'll get some laxity around. Nonsense. kind of you to say, thank you, God. Somebody likes me. Me. Somebody likes me.
Me.
Likes you. There's somebody at Achia who is praying for one who goes
out.
I love you,
you
don't get it.
I love you,
but and you think it's not true, but it's true. It's not about beauty. It's not about beauty. You can be very, very beautiful and people will not approach you. Because in the spirit, you will be looking very, very scary. I can take you to a family with a lot of beautiful daughters. But nobody marries.
Like
they are very pretty. You have everything. You will list down all the vital stats. You check all. All is present. But that thing called marriage.
They
have been programmed to meet only foolish boys and to meet people who never marry. Somewhere, somehow, it looks like they don't meet people who want to marry. But very, very good looking. So when you end up getting married, like, thank you. It's because of your shape. Clap your two hands. I hear what I'm saying. Because if a demon pounds on you right now and block your marriage, you will carry all the shape you are carrying and you will still be having broken hearts.
In shape, it makes quite aquabas still.
There's a certain lady who was rushed to Kolebu. Real nice story. My wife was one of the people who had to save her life at Kolebu. She was rushed at Kolebu because she had a taking poison. She wanted to kill herself.
That's why no one would draw suicide.
Why was she committing suicide?
I didn't know.
Because this is the fifth man where of them or those who has proposed.
I was in effect.
You see that kind of proposal. The one some of you are dreaming about. Will you marry me?
Come and marry me, Anna.
Yeah, gentlemen, if you don't know how to do it, you are too outmoded. Now. Yeah, gentlemen, learn how to do it. Have you heard? Huh? Learn how to do it. Now that's how to treat a lady, a gentleman. Say, will you marry me? I don't remember doing some, but learn it. Okay? Learn it. God, the generation in which we are. Say, what now? You're very hard to me. My wife was not interested in some things, so it made it easy for me. My wife, she was straight from the mountain. Elijah the Tishbite. She just arrived from the spirit. And my wife is spirit, she doesn't like some things, though. She doesn't know all those kind of things. Yes, it's now that she has seen. So recently she sent me a message. She said, "Priest, you have cheated me." And then why is it? Don't you see your sons, the way they are doing the thing? You didn't do this for me. No, I think I sent a message to one of my sons here that you see you have caused trouble for me. Caused trouble. Who was that? You have caused trouble. And recently the engagements and the marriages, but the colleagues and that your marriage caused me trouble. Those videos that you uploaded. Me, when I was going to marry, you know my save the date. We didn't even go and take save the date. Oh. My ordination, my bomb cleric color. Me Gina on a me disover, me disover. But then we know you were just shepherd then. Is it what you just Steve Seller? Yeah, I said, I'm a poor clerical. That's what we use for save the day. Like, so today when we see all these videos, then my wife said, we have to remarry.
Amen.
The lady was killing herself because this was the fifth man who had. So what happens?
Then you see,
the man, after they propose to marry and the date is set,
so I'm going to
and they start buying things.
Yeah,
they start having nightmares.
Seeing
her chasing them with knife.
Now, this kind
you want to do? You marry a kakla, you who marry a
knife? Why not? You marry a kakla, you who marry a knife?
If you're a gentleman, you propose to someone, you start seeing that all your dreams, they can collapse tomorrow. Will you marry?
You will start praying.
You go and see your pastor. And then.
For
the fifth time. So she had given up. She had given up.
With him.
She just wanted to end it.
She just wanted to die.
So you say you are married because you are guilty.
So why worry? That's
a
woman.
God didn't allow a certain demon to hijack you.
Clap
your hands for the Lord Jesus.
Wave
your hand. If you have a boyfriend, wave your hand and say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Say thank you, Lord. That one cramp is a miracle. That one is a miracle. No way. Oh, he can pattern. Amen.
Amen.
Am I teaching?
Yes.
But this gentleman came back to Jesus and just said, thank you.
But the new by Jesus changed him and one turn on us.
Laid down and said, thank you.
The form said that was saved.
Verse 19.
Jesus told him
that this is faith. This is
faith.
This your faith has made you.
That would you do so
I'm this your faith. Faith. The other didn't come to appreciate, so they didn't have this faith. But this your faith.
What did you wait for?
So appreciation is a revelation of your faith. It shows that you believe that the thing has been done by him. It shows that you believe that what he has promised is going to
do.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I declare that from now to the end of the year, as you are going to begin to say thank you, Jesus, whatever is left, may he do it for you. I
say,
may he do it for you. I say, may he do it for you. Shout thank you, Jesus. What you are doing is prophetic. Shout thank you, Jesus. For 2024. Thank you, Jesus. Miracles.
I want to train
in 2024.
I want for 2024.
Say, you have blessed me. You have favored me. You have put a new song in my mouth. So I'm here to say thank you. I'm here to say thank you. I'm here to say thank you. And as you are saying that, I prophesy over you.
That
from now to 31st, you will indeed have a new song. Jesus. Come on, thank the Lord.
Oh, yes,
you are. Oh, to be. Oh, yes, you are. Oh,
yes,
you are. Sometimes we take some things for granted. This week, around Tuesday or so, my normal route where I drive through, the Apostle Safo Lane, there's a small hill that leads to
CP.
Those of you who drive, you know Bawe CP. There's a certain hill from the Apostle Safo Lane. That you call it Oninase Lane or something. When we got there in the morning, I was with my children. We got there, and a car had veered off the road and entered into somebody's house. The car had left the main road.
I can't see pointing,
cross the gutter.
As a jagata, no,
entered into the compound.
A
blocking through a house.
I put down every.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, okay, no.
So a lot of people had gathered there.
Because we pray, I'm watching who.
Then my daughter,
I'm
asking that what is
the passport? Then he sees car accident.
Accident.
Say accident. Akwenchia.
Accident.
She and his.
That road.
I said,
God, maybe he's running, he's speeding. So from that day,
he's had that.
Anytime I'm speeding, she'll remind me. Said that, have you seen that car that. Because we know how to drive, or it's just the grace of God.
I say, we don't even
care. Speed, yeah, your pen, you're not saying you're dead. Now, there's a fool on me, you may get you fool, and I mean, baby, I was a difficulty. It's enough as I may charge late taxes for a thousand. They say, a fool on me, they come in, I say, 3 days, master, we feel 3 a hand. It's enough as I may go slow motion. And I'm seeing somebody, God, that place, how made me the speed come up. And just somebody went 30 minutes ahead of me. Look at where it could have been me.
Which name, man?
Could have been me. So if I've not had an accident, I've not said that it's a driver somewhere about.
I was there. I was called driving school. No, who said I can't move? Kwa we tu, kwa we engage you. No, what you know? No, what to pass it? I know.
You are a careful driver. You can be all careful. Or be mistake. Let's appreciate God. I'm saying all this to make you know that don't take certain things for granted.
Can we put your say? What's the ordinary diagram?
God never did take it for granted.
I don't know what I'm saying.
He said, no, I must go back.
I said, let me come in.
And even though he didn't lay hands on us,
he told us that
we should go that way. I must go back. Somebody, you must learn to come back and say thank you to Jesus. You must learn to say thank you to God. You must learn to say, Lord, I appreciate you. Whatever that I have and whatever that you are going to do, celebrate the Lord. Celebrate the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Aside the leper.
Write this
thing that I said about the leper.
Tree at all.
Where you take your appreciation to reveals who you believe in. The direction of your appreciation reveals the location of your faith. The direction of your appreciation reveals the location of your faith. If you go to Antoine Yama to say thank you, you believe she gave you the child.
You
go to Tikale and say, don't come to church and lie to us. That is why.
Amen.
That's why the people who believe that the God of rescue, they didn't come and thank.
One
of
what Jesus rescued, I mean, yeah, you know.
Those who believe that another God in another place, they
didn't come. One of what Jesus said, I'm going to go to front, yeah, you know.
What does it want? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
You must understand this principle.
So, yes,
the second example is Abraham praising God
while
waiting for his miracle. Like I told you, in Romans 4:20, he could have complained, waiting for 25 years. What do you mean? 25 years for one job. 25 years, one visa. 25 years for one son.
I
had to wait for 25 years.
Change.
And yet as he was waiting, even at 100 years, he was still glorifying God. How long have you waited that already? You are speaking against all pastors, speaking against all churches, speaking against God, that God is not real. How many years have you been
watching
for that miracle? Help me ask the one by you. How many years have you been? I didn't say keep quiet. I said please ask. God is speaking through you. So ask. How many years have you waited? I know you are believing God to marry, but how many years? I know you are believing God to drive your own car, but how many years? How many years have you waited to have that job? If you will not complain, and you will rather thank the Lord, then the Lord will come through for you. Now listen. When I check the thanksgiving of the leper and the thanksgiving of Abraham, we see two types of appreciation. And those two types of appreciation reveals two types of faith. When the man went, got the miracle, and came back to thank God, what did Jesus say? Your faith has made you. That means that those who received it before they thank, they have faith.
That's basic
faith. Thank you for what you have done. That's elementary faith. That's class 101 faith. Abraham's faith was an advanced faith. He was thanking God for 25 years before the child came. So the Bible said of Abraham, not being weak in his faith. That means he was strong in faith. Then he ended. Verse 20. Let me use my own. Verse 20 said, and he did not shake at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith. That means that those who wait to see it before they thank, that's the basic. Those who receive it before they thank, that is basic faith. That is faith. They have faith. But those who thank God before they receive, those who thank God long before they start even seeing something, they have strong faith. Which one do you want to have? Do you want to just have faith? Or you want to have strong faith? I recommend you. I recommend for you that you have strong faith. I recommend for you that you have strong faith. So whenever the word of God comes to you, receive it with thanksgiving. Whenever you pray about something, end it with thanksgiving. Whenever a prophecy comes to you, receive it with thanksgiving. Whenever the promise of God comes to you, receive it with thanksgiving. Don't wait to get it. That is not strong faith. Strong faith is when you are thanking him for what he has said he will do, even though you are not
saved.
When things are not working, you are still thanking him. Not when things are working. After that one, it is faith. You believe he did it. But greater faith, stronger faith, is the one we do in advance. It confuses the devil. It makes the devil not know whether what he's doing against you is working or not. It's like the devil is piercing you. He's expecting you to cry and complain, so that you say, yeah, by the time he's piercing, instead of crying and complaining, you are still singing praises. You are still thanking God. They will go for a meeting. Are you sure the thing we are doing, are you sure it's working? How come he's still happy? How come he's still going to church? How come he's still thanking God? Maybe our motives are not working. Maybe our juju powers are not working. You have confused the devil.
confuse
the devil. And what it does on God is that
the God
committed to performing the promise.
The
God committed to performing the promise. Advance appreciation.
The one
we thank him before we see. It gets God to be committed. Because nobody takes wages without working. So once we give you advance deposit, what do we mean? Once we give you a percentage, it means you are obliged to do the work. That is why you don't want people to fail you. You give them advance, isn't it? Advance deposit. If you don't want God's word to fail you, give him advance praise. Give him advance appreciation. Lord, I thank you for my wedding. Lord, I thank you for my beautiful wife. Lord, I thank you for my children. Meanwhile, you are not even yet married. Meanwhile, you are married and for 5 years you don't even have a child. And yet you are thanking God for your ministry. Meanwhile, things are not working the way you want it. And you are still thanking God for your employment. Meanwhile, you are still home, marking time. Advance appreciation. It gets God committed to performing. Somebody here will laugh last. I said, somebody here, you will laugh last. Before the year comes to an end, you will laugh last. Before the year comes to an end, you will laugh last. I speak as an oracle of God upon this exalted altar. Whatever you are crying about, by the weapon of praise, you will laugh about it. You will laugh about it. Whatever has made you sad, before the year will come to an end, you will laugh about it. You will laugh about it. Whatever has made you a ridicule, people look down upon you. People are calling you names. I prophesy by the close of the year, they will celebrate you. They will celebrate you. Rise up to your feet and shout, I am the one. 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 Up your tools to get up again.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.